final segment with Dr. Nick Begich. He is the brother of the man who is set to beat, knock on wood, Ted Stevens, the crook. Such a gentleman. He's trying to be nice to Ted Stevens. Ted Stevens is a complete monster. Go ahead and talk to Aaron in California, then Betsy and Ingrid. Try to get to Judith and Catherine. Go ahead, Aaron. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Dr. Begich. I wanted to call about HARP, actually. I know that back in 2001, they had 180 antennas, and now I believe it's at 360. They're finishing it here in 2008. I mean, just how much power is that?
I had the director of HARP on a month ago, and he said they have 3 million watts. Is that correct, Dr. Begich?
In terms of input power, but it's not a good descriptor, because you have to do the antenna gain and factor in also what happens when you capitalize on energy.
That's right. Take FM with different types of dipole. You can put 10 watts in and get 40 watts out at effective radiated power.
Right. And so you've got to do the multipliers. And so you've actually got, you're approaching at 180 antenna, you're getting about half of a billion watts of effective radiated power, and they're headed up to 360. Actually, they have 180 constructed.
You know, I should have brought this up. I had the director on. I'll just send you the audio. I had him on for an hour, but there were military officers who wouldn't say they were popping in during the breaks and then waiting, and then you can't say that, but over the line where people on air couldn't hear it. And then the guy admitted that they can turn the aurora borealis basically on. Did you hear that?
Right. Right. And I've got to listen to that track. One of your folks sent that over to me, because next time we're on, I want to talk about what they said and show really how they twist the truth. We just did this with Wired Magazine. They sent one of their associate editors up for turned into a 4.5-hour interview and then a 3 hours to take one portrait, you know. So it was like a long couple of days.
That's why I hate mainstream media. They're so slow.
Oh, but it's going to be very thorough, and I think they're going to finally put a story together that really tells the story in terms of that, and especially these issues that the military continues to raise. And we were able to get a lot of documents from the family of Ben Eastland that we were able to use to finally resolve some of those. We got the chronology of all the early meetings with DARPA and all of the funders and the Jason Group interactions and the interactions with ARCO that were proprietary ARCO at that time. In fact, I need to fax all that stuff to you in advance of that next program, because you're going to be blown away.
Yeah, let me just set you up for 2 weeks out. We'll do like an hour and a half on HARP and really talk about what it is. You know, I was thinking about maybe trying to get, but I don't think they would allow it, because I mean, they had like different spooks on the line while the director was on, and I've never been interrogated so much, you know, once it was time for the show. And then they said, we want you to fly up here. We want to fly you up here and show you what's nice. And last time I checked, they're inviting me up there. But I don't know if I want to go up there.
Well, the thing about it is, it's like somebody going into a nuclear reactor. You know, I mean, what are you going to see?
You know? Well, that's kind of like with Fortean Slip Halliburton, Enron in California, the later Secretary of the Army, White, he would lead them into fake data on a fake energy trading room. And, of course, it was all just being done on a ballot sheet, whatever the execs wanted to make up each day. It was all just made up, overcharging them billions a day some days, and it was just all fake.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, when you start to look at all this and you start to see, how all this blows out, what we really need is more accountability, more responsibility in terms of government, and less corporate welfare. Because when you start to look at all the transfers and all the things that get shuffled around, it's all about, you know, giving someone greater access to markets or taxpayers. No one ever thinks about us as human beings anymore. And that's a whole different way of seeing the world.
Well, the director was also saying that these billions of affected watts of radio energy wasn't bad for people around there. And I said, but it's admitted. You don't want to get near an AM transmitter. And he said, no, that's not true. I mean, it was ridiculous. He sounded childlike. Listen, we'll talk to you soon, Dr. Begich. We'll talk to your brother next week. Thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, I'm looking forward to talking with you again, and it'll always be a good program. Take care.
You bet. Take care. There goes Dr. Nick Begich, his brother, about to beat Ted Stevens in the U.S. Senate. Come right back with Bob Chapman on the side of this quick break and your phone call. Stay with us.
Even terrible gas prices don't come close to the disaster of food costs from shortages already destroying millions of American families. Wheat for flour is already 4 times more expensive than it was about a year ago. Food costs continue to double because there's no food worldwide. The only solution is to use now and store for later great flavored super bulk foods that cost half as much as your groceries cost last year. Get on the web at eFoodsDirect.com and find a 2-month grab-and-go kit. This easy fix supply gives you 2 months worth of 3 great meals a day. The cost, about $5 a day. eFoodsDirect.com also has a complete bulk supply of superfood at half the cost of last year's groceries. Call 800-409-5633. The rest of the world is starving, but what happens in your piece of America is up to you. Call 800-409-5633.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film. It finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is already August 1st, 2008. We've got about 52 minutes left in this live broadcast today. And with us is Bob Chapman, the internationalforecaster.com, joins us at least once a week. And here at the end of the week, I want to chronicle some of the things that we've seen happen in the markets. I want to go over what we're seeing with gold and oil. And also, I talked to Bob a few days ago, and he said, you know, the more I look at this Lindsey Williams thing, we think Lindsey Williams is a great guy. He's put out good info in the past, means what he's saying, believes what he's saying. We believe he was told this by this executive. But there's just some other problems with that. We don't know if they're trying to plant disinfo on him or if this executive believes it. But somebody's threatening your family and saying, we're going to get you if you don't shut up. But by the way, we'll let you go out and talk about this. When his video has been on number one on Google, one of his interviews, one of the speeches he gave, you know, tens of millions watching it every month, I mean, it did become a phenomenon, and I do believe he was threatened. It's just that in the mechanics of the energy, the global energy market, exploration, delivering to market, it just doesn't line up with the facts in a lot of different places, so we'll talk about that. Also, I don't know if Bob Chapman's aware of this, but he's usually just as aware of the current news as I am, or more so. But we broke yesterday here. I mean, it came out on Think Progress, but we really pushed it out on InfoWars.com. We now have a more detailed article on InfoWars.com. We want everybody to get out to the four winds. Cheney neocons considered killing Americans in pretext to attack Iran. In a video posted here, YouTube, taped at the Campus Progress Journalism Conference earlier this month, the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist Seymour Hersh revealed how the neocons convened around Dick Cheney and brainstorms ways to kick off World War IV, as they finally call their pet project. Start a war in the Middle East and Central Asia. And he went on to say they wanted to create boats, build boats in shipyards in just a few weeks that look like the same blue PT boats the Iranians use to patrol their waters. Have Navy SEALs dress up, go in with a bunch of arms, and then attack. It says a shootout. That means both sides. Against our destroyers, saying it was Iranians that maybe killed the SEALs. And Cy Hirsch just said, you know, the newspaper didn't want to post that, you know, because they didn't carry it out. But they did. Our source in the White House did say this was among 12 total plans they had. Now we know they've done stuff like this before, the White House memo, other things. This is smoking gun stuff, especially Cy Hirsch. I mean, he's never lied. He's always been right. He's always had inside scoop. Almost to the point, it's like he represents an element of the New World Order. I mean, it's the New Yorker magazine, and he's allowed to do this. And he has these incredible sources going back to Vietnam. He broke Operation Phoenix, and they were torturing people to death and their kids in front of parents, and using the former zoo in Saigon to torture people, and you know, all this. He's just broken hundreds of things. Pulitzer Prize winner, probably the greatest living investigative journalist out there. Bob, let's cover this first. A, were you aware of this? And B, you know I don't make stuff up, so I've told you about it. What's your take regardless?
First of all, I knew about it and picked it up the same way you did. And these kind of operations have been going on for years. It's just they haven't been as aggressive and blatant as they have in the last 8 years. The means to an end sort of thing in order to achieve some financial or political objective. And there are people in government who are very interested in enriching themselves as well as putting forth a program that pursues their aims. So I'm not surprised at all. And, you know, there was a time when they backed off doing that during the 50s and the 60s, and the Russians during the Cold War did too. They had an agreement, you know, we won't kill your people if you don't kill ours. And this lasted quite a long while. But when we got into Vietnam and we did what we did, things started to evolve from that were extremely negative, things like what you've just brought up. And we saw the Iran-Contra affair, the smuggling of massive amounts of illegal drugs into the United States by the participants. And today we get these kinds of 1 of 12 possible scenarios to get us involved in World War IV. It is truly believable if you have looked at things the way that Alex and I have.
Keep talking about that. I mean, keep fleshing this out. For me, Bob, this is a huge deal. I mean, this is a huge issue to have the New Yorker deciding to not run with the story, not because it wasn't accurate, but because, well, they didn't carry out these staged terror attacks. I mean, the fact that the vice president was proposing this is huge.
I mean, even considering it is monstrous. I mean, the man has to be demented. And, you know, the other side of the Illuminous coin is the big new Brzezinski saying, I mean, these guys, their trolley's off. I mean, they just set the New World Order back 30 years. We've got to take them out of power. They can't do those things. And he said the same thing again here just a few weeks ago, which I quoted him in the issue that came out yesterday. And I have to agree with him. I mean, he's the enemy as far as I'm concerned, but these guys in the White House, they're not only the enemy, they're crazy.
So what do we do about this, Bob? I mean, how do we educate the public and show them that we have smoking gun evidence here? And then even our own movement has gotten so trained to accept these crimes by these individuals that it's kind of like, I mean, neocons write editorials saying we need giant terror attacks in America. 9/11 was great for us in the Philadelphia Daily News. We have Gary Hart, who wrote up the CFR plan for the Homeland Security System, who's definitely one of them, saying, oh, yeah, we staged terror attacks in open letters. I mean, these bastards are getting really arrogant here. Why are they doing that?
Well, I think that they're close to and pushing toward total government, at least in their minds and eyes. And they see as a culmination of hundreds of years of attempting to bring about a world government. And they think they're getting very close. On the other hand, Brzezinski says, you guys are missing the point here. We're not getting close. We've been stopped at the pass. And there's serious, serious problems in what we're trying to do. And we're very, very concerned that this whole thing may fall apart on us. So you've got two groups of thinking, one sane and one not sane. And, you know, how do you do something about it? We're doing everything we can by being on the air and publishing. You know, I had an email the other day, not pertaining to this sort of thing, but I call a gentleman up, because I call everybody up who asked me to, and he said it would be a great idea if we had a million or 2 million people march on Washington regarding the Federal Reserve. Well, if we all feel strongly enough about this incident that Cheney and his gang of murderers and torturers and rapists are going to do these kind of programs, well, why don't we get a million people to march on Washington and tell them we're not going to put up with this anymore?
Bob, why do you think so many people who see themselves as, quote, conservatives just say, hey, torture's good, rape's good, murder's good, nuke them all? They don't understand that once you dehumanize the Iraqis or anybody else, that you've built a government and an elite that will do that right back at home to you.
They've dehumanized themselves. There's no justification for those kinds of thoughts, those kinds of actions. I know that sometimes you are forced to go to war, but most of the wars that we've had have been unavoidable. They're usually caused by either financial or political interests, you know, such as the Second World War. Everybody who's read knows that it was a setup on both Japan as well as in Europe. And so people have got to think about not allowing this to happen. And it has nothing to do with conservatives who believe in that sort of thing. It has something to do with everybody who believes in that sort of thing. And, you know, what's been very, very encouraging, and I talked this over with Tony Hilda not too long ago, is that we've had a movement of people from the right to the center and from the left to the center, so to speak. And it's the most important thing that's happened in the last 10 years in America, because now we're talking with and coordinating with people who have the same desires that we have, and there's no political label on it. And so if conservative Republicans, quote, in quotes, think that those are good things, they should rethink it, and maybe they should think about not being conservative Republicans anymore, because what they're thinking of or allowing to happen is just morally wrong.
Well, it is, and they're not exempt from all of this, too. I think it's a decadence, a disconnection from reality. They haven't really lived. They haven't seen the dark side that Cheney likes to talk about, so they think it's cute and funny and macho. No, being a thug, supporting evil, supporting killing innocents is not tough and macho. What's tough and macho is standing up to the weak, being strong, having a higher moral compass than those around you. And you know, take the left. They're not calling themselves the left anymore. I had former Congressman Dan Hamburg on, who always thought of himself as a liberal. And he said, look, you know, I'm into the Second Amendment now. Now I totally understand it. I know it's both parties. I know we need to be armed. And all the liberals I know are off buying AK-47s. And they finally get it. I mean, I have to commend the left. I mean, are you seeing the same thing I'm seeing, Bob?
You know, up until 8 years ago, about 80% of my subscribers were conservatives. Today it's 50-50, and we've got ex-Marxists, Leninists, socialists, you name it, and I'm happy to have them.
Yeah, they're finally figuring out the double game. The New World Order owns both sides of the coin. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman, talk about the $50 a barrel oil story from Lindsey Williams.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their Dark Order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
People's financial questions, their New World Order questions, the lines are loaded, 1-800-259-9231. But in this short segment, let's just not mince words. And we like Lindsey Williams. We think he's a great guy. We were talking privately, I think, yesterday. We both have misgivings on the same issues. The story just has problems with it. We believe what he's saying. We believe he believes what he's saying. But this issue of we're going to be paying $50 a gallon, a barrel gas, and going to be paying, you know, $2 a gallon in the next year, it just doesn't fit with a lot of the data and input that we have.
first, you've got to look at the fact that ARCO has been part of BP for some time. Most of those people are retired. I don't know that they're in touch or not. It's just a question. The occurrence of major fields, such as in Indonesia, first of all, it would take at least 2 years for it to get online if it was earthbound, so to speak. Indonesia is importing oil presently. I know that surprises people, but that's true. And they're a member of OPEC, and although they have recently, at least for the time being, bowed out, not knowing that they have another field, so to speak. And I don't really think that the government in Indonesia, the important people in that country, could not know about some field that was waiting to be developed. As far as the Russians are concerned, they're not going to do anything the New World Order tells them to. They're going to do what they want to do, and it'll take 7 years in the Arctic if they are drilling deeply in water to bring about production. And
yeah, that's
and
a good point. These wells are hard to drill on dry land when you're talking 30,000, 40,000 feet.
Well, that's correct. And I don't believe that that there is such fields. They may find them, but I don't think that they found them yet. It's possible, but it's not probable. And why would Russia want to overproduce, or Indonesia, to drive prices down unless somebody put a gun to their head? And, you know, I worked against the Russians. You don't put a gun to their head. They shoot back. And they're quite good at it, quite frankly. Just ask any German to survive World War II. I mean, their kill ratio might have been 20 to 1 against the Russians, but they kept right on coming. They got a lot of guts, and they're not stupid. You know, the major oil companies are heavily invested in this ethanol thing. And if the price of gasoline and oil go down, it's going to really raise havoc with their investments. And so I also think that $50 oil is possible, but we would have to have a very deep recession and depression and to have that happen, and particularly depression. Because during
the nation would have to come to a complete
hyperinflation.
Exactly, we'd have the opposite, and then after it totally imploded, if the entire economy ended, flatlined, then you might see oil drop because nobody could buy it.
Yes, that's true, and also I see a very very bottom line of $80 a barrel over the next 2 years, and in all probability, it's more likely it'll be $100 to $120 a barrel. Because every nation in the world is inflating their money supply, money and credit. The average is plus 14% a year. Inflation is raging. It's raging. It's just that people know it, but there's no verification unless you listen to this program and a few other like it or read my publication. And so it's very difficult for oil over the next year, let's say, to drop to $50 a barrel when the cost of everything else is going up. Yes, we just had a correction in commodities.
But we've been saying for 6 months. We've been saying for 6 months on record, because it happens every summer, that the price is going to peak at the end of July or mid-July and then go back down through the fall and winter and then start picking back up in the spring, back into summer. And if you watch the graph, it goes up a little bit down, back up a little bit down. But on a multi-year graph, it's going straight up. To say, oh, see, the oil companies were right. The price went down by $25 a barrel. This is the trick they play where it's $1.50, then it goes to $2. Then it drops back down to $1.75. Then it races back up to $3. Then it drops to $2.50, then to $4. Then to $3.50, then to $4.50, then to $4. I mean, this is them simply training us. Everybody's saying, wow, I love $4 gas. It's better than $4.50. Man, we got it good. No, the gas prices are high. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman and your phone call. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. what are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials Package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
You like being a puppet, sir? You like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up. The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
We're talking to Bob Chapman. Let's finish up with... well, really, how improbable it is that oil prices could drop down to $50 a barrel, which would mean, I guess, $1.75, $2 at the pump. This is not my opinion. The Associated Press in 2001 reported on a big series, and then we went to the university and the groups that had been involved in the research, and then to the group that had the lawsuit and got the documents, not just the AP article. And we've written articles about this the last few years on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, where the oil companies in 95 and 96 met, the top 10, in the U.S. and in London, and we have all the documents, all the minutes of their meetings, and they said, there's too much oil being discovered, we want to keep prices up, how do we do it? And they said, well, no matter if wildcatters bring in fields, we can't really block natural gas, that's hard, but... that's why that's been booming in the U.S. and keeping the economy afloat in many areas like Texas. But they said what we can do is buy up these refineries. And in the next 5 years, they bought up over 200 refineries and closed them. Now, Marathon and a few others have tried to go buy those old things, get through the regulatory red tape. They're trying to retrofit them and fix them up. These are small refineries. So they could find an ocean of oil tomorrow. How are they going to bring it in when we're 4 or 5 years, even if they started on 100 new refineries in the U.S. and we're bringing imported gas in as well, let's say hundreds overseas? It's just infrastructure-wise, because I know a lot, not a lot, but quite a bit more than most people about the oil industry, because family and being here in Texas, Bob, we're talking about 5 years to be able to really bring to market something that could And that's a dead reckoning estimation. But 5 years, where they did want to give us all the oil they're blocking up, even in Alaska and places, we're talking 4 or 5 years, or is that wrong?
Oh, I think that's right. And let's assume in that period of time that we have a severe recession. When the depression arrives, if in fact it does, then you're going to have less usage. And so one could meet the other in the middle, so to speak. And yes, then the production of oil and gas versus usage would increase, bringing the price down. I mean, goodness, during depression, it could go back to $11 to $12 as well. I mean, you know, there's nothing sacred or sacrosanct in any market. And yes, I think that major oil companies would want prices higher, but they don't always get what they desire. They're making record profits now. I'm sure you've seen them.
Well, I'm getting people emailing me thinking, oh, aren't oil prices low now, as if a national average of $3.90, many areas of California, $4.50, some areas even higher. This is the Pavlovian way they train us. Remember, folks, a few years ago when $2 was outrageous and then $3 and then, I mean, this is so childlike that people now think that oil prices are low.
Well, you know, that's that propaganda and then the release factor, you know, being able to accept something that you don't want to accept. It's just like, you know, people who are taken kidnapped by, say, bank robbers. You know, you cooperate to keep your life, and you sometimes adapt the thinking of the people who have imprisoned you, so to speak. Now, Patty Hearst is a good example of that. You don't hear much about it anymore, but, you know, that's what she succumbed to, and it's normal.
Yeah, she started robbing banks with them.
That's right. And, of course, being very wealthy, it was easy for her to have that obscured, if you may.
Very good point. And I think that's what the globalists use, psychology. They sold us torture. They sold us preemptive war, wars of aggression, corruption, surveillance. And the public has that syndrome. I forget the exact name, where you go ahead and start defending your abusers is basically what it is.
Yes. And that's not abnormal. I mean, most people don't want to die. I mean, when you're at my age, you really don't care because, you know, you think you're fortunate you live this long. But anyway.
Well, I've studied enough history, Bob, as you have, to know that I've got a much better chance of my family and myself coming through it if I'm bold, if I fight back, and that being weak and living in denial invites enslavement. And so I hope all these cattle-like people out there who love the system, I hope they realize they're inviting doom by rolling over on their back and presenting their belly to the wolf. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you're going to go down, you better go down fighting.
All right. I want to spend just 2 or 3 minutes. I want to take calls for the rest of the hour, and we appreciate Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com, joining us. Get a free subscription, trial subscription at theinternationalforecaster.com, and valuable information. Bob, before we go to the calls, just 3 or 4 minutes, the basic economic outlook, what's currently happening right now.
Well, we have been shown, particularly through the discount window and the auctions by the Fed, that if anything, the credit crisis is worse now than it was a year ago. And I'm sure Wall Street will tell you that's incorrect, and I'll have all kinds of reasons to tell you that. But the bottom line is, they're increasing money and credit by about 17%, and at the same time, the banks are still having a terrible problem staying solvent, and there's some $500 billion a month that's being given to banks, which just keeps on being auctioned and lent and rolled at 2.25% and 2.35%, and it's keeping the system going. But you can't do it indefinitely, and that's where we're at this week as far as the credit situation is concerned. The commercial paper market, where businesses go and they put up collateral and they borrow money for short periods of time, 30, 60, 90 days, maybe 6 months, for production things or research, whatever they're doing. And that money is getting more and more and more difficult to get, and it's been that way for about a year. And so that's another negative toward...
And that kills economies.
The business financial such. Yes, it does kill the economy, because the government also is taking in more money, borrowing more money, and it's crowding out business borrowers. I mean, the bank calls up and says, XYZ Instruments, you had a $5 million line of credit, now it's $1 million. Why? Well, we hate to tell you this, but we just had to buy some more treasuries in order to keep the government solvent. I mean, that's hypothetical, but the point is, yes, you're right, Alex. It impedes business and development.
And for those that don't know, in this globalist economy, margins of profit are so small in so many industries and so many manufacturing sectors that they'll need to borrow $10, $20, $30, $40, $50 million to do their run of a product just so they can sell it into the market and then pay off the debt in that six-month period and then make their profit. And then now they can't even get it, even though they are solvent companies that are, you know, based in the short term on a debt model. And so, again, that's fouling up the system.
It's feeding on itself. It's feeding on itself. And there's no way to stop it. I mean, they unleashed a monster, and they can't put him back in the cage. And the monster is going to continue to chase them or bite at them or whatever it does. And sooner or later, it's going to get them. And it's going to get us, too. We're going to have to pay, even though we didn't do anything wrong and they did, but that doesn't make any difference. That's just the way it is.
There was another article in Bloomberg, also in AP today, about how record amounts last month, record for all-time history, even in the previous months, of banks going to the discount cash window and, quote, getting free money from the Fed that they have to, quote, you know, pay interest back on. But that's our money. That's more liquidity currency being put out, devaluing the currency. So you say feeding on ourselves. It's like we're starving to death on a boat out in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, so we're chopping our toes off and then our feet off and barbecuing them, but we can't sustain ourselves that long eating ourselves.
Perfect example. We're devouring the host.
So this is akin to someone starving to death when the body starts eating its own muscles.
That's right.
Which your body really does start eating itself without you cutting your toes off and eating them. Your body does that. My God. I mean, if this was a country that was 240 pounds, solid muscle, totally, you know, huge bull neck, the best economy in the world, say, 100 years ago, are we emaciated down to, what, 95 pounds? And then how skinny will we get?
We'll probably wither down to 40 or 50 pounds. But during that process, it's going to be extraordinarily difficult to counterpunch. I mean, you're getting weaker and weaker. And it's not only us, it's the whole world. I mean, just take a look at Europe this week. I mean, they're ready to declare we are in a serious recession. And they are. I mean, and we haven't seen anything yet. I mean, America started in recession a year and a half ago. And I'm starting to see figures. I'm starting to see economists say, well, gee, it could have started in the last quarter of 2006. Well, thank you very much. Where have you been? Another thing, too, is that I think finally the mainline economists, even though they're hired by the banks and the brokerage houses and the government, are finally saying, look, these figures coming out of Washington are totally bogus, and we can't use them anymore. Look at the monster it's created. And so all of these things are starting to confluence. And as we go on and the exposure comes, then the next step is deeper recession. And that means we've got to print more money. And then there's more hyperinflation until some point where the borrowers won't borrow anymore. When you see that, you know you are about to enter deflation. That will be the key. Then you go into that death spiral. It's going to be tough.
And we go into foreign companies and even countries coming in who don't have the devalued currency. They're going into recessions and depressions, but they still have a strong currency. They're coming in with all the dollars they've bought in the past, and they are buying up the infrastructure, the water districts, everything. Here's the Wall Street Journal. We're fighting the foreigners off in about half the time from grabbing roads that are worth $100 billion over 50 years, and they're getting them for $500 million, $1 billion for 75. So literal pennies on the dollar, roads we've already paid for, The state transportation boards won't fix them. They're spending the money on cameras and emergency centers and martial law, war wags, and the rest of it, literally, big armored vehicles. And then we have this. Bush calls for new highway tolls, more private funding of roads, and he just basically declared, the states are stopping this. I'm going to use the federal funds to demand that the infrastructure be handed over to private interest. So, I mean, you talk about cannibalism. This is amazing, Bob.
And it's a fact. You know, you just read from your mind exactly what the governor of New York State said. And that is not the answer. The answer is maybe what Schwarzenegger is doing, saying, look, we're laying off 200,000 or is it 20,000? And everybody, no, there's 20,000 that I have to be laid off, and 200,000 that have to have their salaries cut to minimum wage. And at the same time, the legislature in California is arguing about which way they're going to go on trying to solve this $15 billion I'm-in-the-hole dilemma.
Well, when this implodes, what are all the new 3 million cops from 500,000 a decade ago, what are they going to do when there's when they can't pull people over and give them tickets anymore to raise money because the people have no more money? What are they going to do when all this is going bankrupt?
I don't know. I don't know what they can do. And if they start being aggressive, well, the people will get aggressive. And I certainly wouldn't want to be in law enforcement at that time because it's going to be very difficult.
Okay, let's take some calls, folks. Let's go ahead and get my call list up here on the computer in front of me. Let's go to Betsy, Ingrid, Judith, Catherine, and Zach. I'm going to get to all of you, but let's move quick. Betsy in Texas, you're on the air with Bob Chapman.
Hi, Alex. I've been listening to you since February 2002, and it just keeps getting more and more. You know, Exxon, $11 billion profits.
BP, $13
billion. I mean, we have an energy scare, but then we have conflicting interests. Everything points to Alaska, from Anwar to HARP. You know?
Now, just remember, though, those profits for Exxon and BP are that's in dollar figures, so the profits really aren't that big. I'm not saying that the oil companies aren't crooked. They're as crooked as it gets, but
it's
they are. Bob, you want to explain that relationship?
Well, it's very, very convoluted, but the oil companies are among the richest entities in the world, and they have been allowed to do exactly what they want to do, and you know, they got all these profits coming in, and it's nice for them. But, you know, you've got millions of people in the world starving because they won't refine more gasoline to bring the price down.
Anything else, Betsy?
You know, all the car companies are going bankrupt. They're selling the Eiffel Tower, you know, not the Eiffel Tower, the Empire State Building to Abu Dhabi. Or, you know, that was on the New York Post. New York City for sale, you know, we're just selling out our whole country.
Going into slavery.
Well, thank God there's people out there like you guys that are educating people. I do my part I have meetings at the library. I try to give people the information. You know, go to prisonplanet.tv. It's the greatest resource. And thank you.
Thank you. Let's take another call here. Let's talk to Ingrid in Las Vegas. You're on the air, Ingrid.
Hello, Alex.
Hi.
I think you're the greatest. And no one has more courage than you. And God is on your side. And I like to tell you what happened to my friend and me exactly 1 week ago today. We got pulled over by the cops. And we have a sticker on the car, Infowars.com, and two Ron Paul stickers. And when they got done with us, they said, do you know why we did this? And they pointed to the stickers. They treated us like criminals, ordered us out of the car, and facing the police car. Then they searched the car. They searched my purse, threw everything out of my purse, didn't put it back in, questioned us beyond belief, and it was horrible.
Well, for those that don't know, all over the Western world, the police have been told to harass patriots, to engage in secret police activities. Did you tell them shame on you? I mean, or I guess they were proud that they saw someone who loved America as a threat. Oh, my God, they like Ron Paul. Oh, my God, they're evil.
You know, we didn't do anything wrong. They never asked for insurance or registration. Every cop asked us that before. and they never gave us a ticket.
They were just letting you know that it was a commissariat political stop.
One cop said, "Do you know why we did this?" And he pointed to the stickers.
God almighty, it's bad. I mean, what's wrong with these cops, Bob, thinking that people that defend America, and we've been right about everything, that we're the bad ones? What do they think?
Well, I think that they probably get a lot of disinformation from government, and they do what they're told because they have to or they'll lose their jobs. And I think it puts them in a state of mind where anybody who challenges the system in which they've chosen to operate in is outside of what they are, or evil, or whatever. And so these two ladies in the car were evil because they thought Ron Paul was a good choice, and so they harassed him.
Tell you what, Ingrid, stay there. We're going to skip this break for all the InfoWars.com listeners. Continue with the calls towards the end of the show with Bob Chapman.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of August, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's Drinkin' Made Hangover Defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
Yeah, all over the country, it's even in the newspapers. InfoWar stickers, Ron Paul stickers. Cops pull you over. A lot of times they pull guns out. They freak out. I got video on Road to Tyranny where they pull a woman over to checkpoint. It's their squad car video, and they find a pocket constitution. And the state police in Virginia start breathing heavy. Look what I found, paraphernalia. Is she allowed to have this? And they go, I don't know. I think that's illegal. I mean, folks, it sounds like a humor or dark satire or 1984. No, it's America. And, God, these men have no minds, no brains. It's just, now, there are a lot of cops that I know like Ron Paul, but there are a lot who are just total scum. Oh, man, I'm just freaked out after that call. Judith in BB, wherever that is. You're on the air, Judith.
BC.
Okay, good. It said BB on my screen.
Two questions. Change from... anyways, one, did you get my email with 10 questions?
No.
Look for it.
Okay.
And then my other question would have been to your first guest, and that is, did you get any news hearing that George Bush's oil assets have been seized, has been frozen? And that was given to us on June the 12th on CBC Radio 2. Today is BC's 150th birthday, and I'd like to tell your guests that.
Okay, I got to jump. I'm here at the end. Thank you. We got to hurry. Bob, have you heard that George Bush's oil assets have been frozen?
No, I haven't.
Yeah. Let's take
That's
one.
That's Canadian broadcasting, so, you know, they might carry it, and you wouldn't hear it here.
Catherine in Georgia, last person I have time for. Sorry, Zach. Go ahead, Catherine.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I have several points I'd like to touch on, and I'll call back another day, I guess, but I know time's short. I'll try to be brief. I hear a lot of complaining about the government and the problems that we're having right now as a nation and as a world, but I still hear a lot of clinging and looking to the government to fix these problems. The thing is, they're not going to fix them for us, at least not in a way that we'd like. They're going to push their agenda on.
No, they're here to get money out of us and squeeze us.
They're going to try to present their solution, but... That's the thing. The system is not designed to work in our favor, and so it's absurd for us to
think that we can make a difference. Our government is foreign-owned, period.
Yeah, it's absurd for us to think that we can elect in officials. We're going to have to do something else. This system is not the only system.
Well, I think if you only focus...
Yeah,
I hear you. Call me back just on the Sunday show, and we'll talk about it. We're just out of time. But you can take over local government. The national stuff has become a distraction. Bob Chapman, internationalforecaster.com, thank you for spending time with us.
See you next week. Bye-bye, Alex.
You bet. There goes Bob. Take care, my friend. Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, look, we got to wake the general public up that cops pulling you over for Ron Paul sticker is tyranny. We got to wake the public up that they're building FEMA camps. They're putting poison in your vaccines. They're testing chemical and biologicals on you. They're killing us. They're killing cops and their families, too. Don't roll your eyes out there, government people, who think you're part of the power structure. It's just you're unbelievably disgusting. You know, we don't even hate you. We're just disgusted by you and your pig-like behavior. Bureaucrats, all of you, it's disgusting. And the ride's almost over. We're going to hell in a handbasket, and I hope you're proud of what you've done and what you've been part of. And that goes for the American people as well. We all have sat on our butts and let this happen, and now it's time to fix it. And don't worry, it will get fixed. It's going to get worse and worse. In closing, retransmission starts in T-minus 1 minute at OnePlace, InfoWars.com. I had an incredible hour and 20-minute long interview with Vincent Bugliosi, more than what you just heard in his 10 minutes of testimony in Washington last week on impeachment and on Bush being a mass murderer and a lot more. That is coming up in retransmission in a jam-packed first hour where I covered the most important issue we have seen in months of government-sponsored terror, smoking gun, information, retransmission now. One place on the web at InfoWars.com. For everybody else, I'll be back on the AM and FM dial next Monday and Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. God bless you all. Get truth rising today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.